Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for the joy of drawing close and of you drawing close to us and us just acknowledging you and being aware of you and so able to enjoy you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you for this. Your mercies are on you this morning as we go into this word, Father God. Thank you for the goodness, the beauty to come out of it, Lord, so that we can ponder it and just so be aware of you, because the mindset on you keeps us in total peace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. It's Psalm 112, it's verses 1 and 2.
Shout in celebration of praise to the Lord. Everyone who loves the Lord and delights in him will cherish his words and be blessed beyond expectation. Their descendants will be prosperous and influential. Every generation of the righteous will experience his favor.
Hallelujah. It's just so beautiful. Yeah, it says we were shouting celebration of praise. But you know, we couldn't shout in celebration of praise if we just in the flesh, because in the flesh you've got all the signs of the times and the things around you and the bombardment of the evil one, because there's both godly activity and demonic activity out there. But then he says so beautifully, how can we shout? Because we can love his word. If you love me, you abide in my word. If you love me, you'd ponder on his word. So it's God's words that either can condemn us. We can later, you know, one day we drop the body and he says, look, you had so much, but you never partook of it. Or it can bless us. And then when we take hold of these words, these great and precious promises, it just opens up beauty. It opens up protection, Psalm 91. It opens up the beauty of how when we find beauty, the beauty of God, the goodness of God in through his spirit, looking into the word, because the letter kills, the spirit makes alive. We bring new life to our children, spiritual children, disciples, and our natural children. And I'm just so rejoicing. I've just been thinking, you know, in the weekend again, we've got a little Brandon group where the four of us is on, and
five.
And
five
of us is on. And, you know, I so rejoice that my kids are not like where I am at this time of the time of life that they in, where I was, you was in a dark place, seduced by the evil one and really just a weapon of unrighteousness. And so I can rejoice, as it says this morning, you know, the benefits of waking up to God calling us and us taking hold of this calling and this beauty. It goes over to our children, you know, from the my father's side, the Brandons. It's an Irish man. We just a bunch of hot-headed rebels, you know, top karatekas, boxers. My dad, hippies, ballet dancer even. You know, and it's so one thing that was very clear to me, I knew when I'm surrendering my life to the Lord, I counted on God then blessing my family, and that he has done. My family, all my mother, my father, my brother, my sister, they all came to the Lord. And then now my children. So guys, that's what we can, it's not just about us looking to the Lord and wanting all his goodness. We want it for the next generation. We want it for our disciples, and we want it for our children. So there's no life outside of the goodness that we have got in Jesus. It's all been done. It's all there. The big thing is just drawing close, loving his words. I was just pondering the weekend. Again, you know, we sometimes sing these words, but we don't know them. They're not experienced to us. They're not something we can speak about and share with others, because they're just songs. And I remember in the first year or so of my conversion, I was down here working with Vessi and Suya with the Destitute and the Broken, and we used to sing a song about we on holy ground and there's angels all around, and you would sing the song with vigor. But I just realized that I didn't know the beauty of those words and the experience of those words until now. The last 7 years, we've just seen how the angels, Psalm 91, protected us, in places that were the previous residents were robbed. We were watched over, we were protected, we were provided for. And even in the riots, they were on their way down to the lodge, and they didn't come there. So the wonderful thing of God's word that opens up these great and precious treasures, like the angels around us protecting us, and then where they are, the ground is holy, so they don't allow unholy stuff to come near you. So it's realities, guys, not fairy tales. It's realities that we need to just take hold of. And Jesus puts it this way, and we need to just see it as a reality that is here. He says, if you are ashamed of me and my words, I will be ashamed of you when I come in the glory of the Father, the glory of the Son, and the glory of the angels. And guys, that the goodness of Jesus has been made available, released in heaven when he took up the all authority in heaven and took up the scroll. It's been there more than 2,000 years, and it's for us to know that it's there, and don't be ashamed of Jesus, don't be ashamed of his words, and embrace him, and then you experience the glory of the Father, the glory of the Son, and the glory of the angels. I love that scripture, prophetic scripture, that it says, unto us a son is a child is given, unto us a son is given, and he will be called Wonderful Father, Almighty God, Everlasting Father. You see, Everlasting Father, he brings about the beautiful promises of the Father, of a Father that loves his children, provides for his children, I've got a protects his children, and takes his children forward, glory to glory, and that's all available now, guys. So where's it come? If you love me and you love my word, so love his word and embrace it with all your heart, with all your soul, will, intellect, and emotion, and then see the goodness of the Lord, experience the goodness of the Lord, and share it with others. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that we are blessed beyond expectation. Thank you, Lord, that, sorry, that we can experience your favor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.